We are stuck in the Hotel California, which is my name for Sidcup in Kent again. I must be a jinx.
We're in Dartford
at the moment, but we're going back to Kent because we can't get out of Dartford. The N25 was running at below 40 miles an hour.
It was stating 40 miles an hour. It was actually a standstill. And we've got two beautiful doggies in the car and it's not fair.
So we left to go home. It's raining again. And at the moment, we're heading then back to Issa's house because we can't get out of Kent. I think the people of Kent like me, and that's why they keep blocking up the motorway so they get to keep me here.
Wishful thinking.
Okay, they don't, she says.
Just the traffic jinx.
Oh, poor me. Anyway, so there's the driving boot. I was going to do a driving boot on the way home because we have a drive with a difference today. We're not shouting at Josh across the M25. He's in the back. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, yeah, so we have Josh and the dogs and me and Elise. And we're all tootling. And a car full of dirty washing, yeah. Wet clothes and suitcases and things. I did tell you earlier that we should just go to sleep and not bother going home.
Yeah, well, I agreed.
Yeah, it was Josh's fault then.
Josh said he wasn't tired.
That's right, we'll blame Josh.
You're still a traffic jinx.
Huh.
But I'm still going and I know where I'm going and I'm tired. Do you want that extra effect there? This road's very bumpy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling after your ice bucket challenge?
Well, I've had a shower and that was very warm, a lot warmer than the ice bucket. Well, the water. There was technically no ice in it, but it was from an outside garden tap and it was freezing.
Okay. Have you got an answer?
Have we got directions home yet?
Working for a GPS signal.
Right, so this is the driving boo part one that really did take us nowhere. We put fuel in, didn't we? And we went absolutely nowhere. We did not go on the road to hell. Bye.